And we go from weather right into the markets this morning, and a good day so far for the grains. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. You're right. We are off to a better start here this morning as weather is the main talking point here this morning. It looks a little drier here for the east and for the south here as we head into this week here. Obviously, we continued to talk about some warm temperatures. That's been largely known. Trade's kind of watching to see, you know, how much rain actually ends up in the gauge, and right now the market's trading a little bit drier forecast over the weekend and then again over the next few days. We have July corn at 435 and a half, up 12 and one half. September corn at 440 and three quarters, that's up 13 and a quarter. Dease corn at 444 and three quarters, that's up 14 cents. July soybeans, 1185 and a quarter, that's up 7. August beans, 1185 and a quarter, up 7 and a half. November soybeans at 1173 and three quarters, up 11 cents. July Chicago wheat, 501 and a half, up 6 and a half. September wheat, 513 and a quarter, up 6 and three quarters. December wheat at 532 and a half, up 7 and three quarters. KC wheat shows the July at 475 and three quarters, up 7 and a quarter. SEP at 493, up 7 and a half. And December at 517, that's up 7. July bean oil at 32.50, down 26. August bean oil 32.63, down 27. July meal at 4.17.10, up $3.10. August meal at 4.16.90, that's up 4.60. A little weaker in the cattle market here today. Actually, a lot weaker, especially on the feeder cattle side. June live cattle 119.90, down $2.55. August cattle 115.47, down $1.87. October cattle at 114.90, down 190. August feeder cattle 141.92, down 362. September feeders at 140.65, down 347. June lean hogs 82 even, down 27 cents. July hogs at 85.35, that's down 35. And August hogs at 86.82, that's up 20 cents. Talked about the weather already. That's going to be the main focus here as we move through the next few days and probably the next few weeks, as sensitive as this market is to any weather changes right now. A couple newsworthy items out today. Informa expected to update their monthly acres numbers here for 2016 later here this morning. We'll also have export inspections out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Obviously, last week, corn and bean ratings rated very high. Expected those to stick in there pretty well. Expected mostly unchanged numbers here as we move on in this afternoon's crop progress report. But like I said, Brian, mostly weather talk here, and that's going to dictate the trade here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for that report.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. Weather-wise here, it's going to be warm for the next few days before a bit of a cool-off late in the week. Sunny today with a high of 90 degrees, light south winds up to 5 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 91. That rain chance continues Tuesday night and Wednesday, a 50% chance both Tuesday night and Wednesday. Wednesday's high 92 degrees, then sunny and 88 for Thursday, sunny and 84 for Friday, then we'll be back into the upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Currently 74 degrees outside our WILL studios in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. Stay tuned. 2 hours of On Point coming up next. It's 9 o'clock.